but our regular commentator, Lucy Calloway of the Financial Times newspaper, has her doubts about the value of such work, not least because the outcomes of different studies are so often contradictory.
Trust is a good thing in business. Ask any management expert and they will tell you that within companies, trust is something you can't have enough of. Only now, there's been some research done in the US suggesting that work teams that trust each other a lot don't actually perform terribly well. Because they never check up on what each other is up to, they don't communicate properly. So first we're told that trust is good, and then we're told that no, actually it's more complicated than that. Trust can be bad. It all reminds me of the contradictory research into what we should be eating and drinking. Until a few years ago, we were told that all alcohol was bad. Now it seems that wine is good so long as it's red and you don't drink too much of it. Chocolate, too, was originally supposed to make you spotty and fat. Now we find that it's healthy so long as it's very dark. As the shopper and eater can never know what's really good for them, the only sensible thing is to take no notice of this research and carry on as before. The same is true for management issues. The best thing for the manager is to continue doing whatever seemed like a good idea anyway. Beyond this, though, there's a big difference between the two sorts of research. The food research might be baffling, but at least it isn't pointless. Food has certain effects on the body, and it may be a good idea to try and discover what these effects are. With management research, though, this isn't true. Take the trust thing. It is impossible to construct an experiment to establish the optimum level of trust in an organization. How would you measure it? What would your control experiment be? What would the results tell you? The perfect amount of trust surely depends on the circumstances. The less hierarchical a company, the more trust is needed. Is it possible to trust someone too much? Of course it is. But then it depends on your colleagues. If they aren't trustworthy, you'd be best advised not to trust them at all. Although the trust research strikes me as pointless, it's not nearly as bad as much of the other management research that's being carried out in ever greater quantity. At least one can understand what it's driving at. It's better than a recent study written up in the Journal of Occupational and Organizational Psychology, which investigated the dominance of predictive relationships between sense of coherence and work characteristics in cross-lagged longitudinal data with two measurement points and a time lag of 3 years. Blimey. Despite all this research, there's a popular view that says management, like so many other disciplines, is suffering from a great dumbing down. A recent article in the Harvard Business Review argued just this, complaining that employees are being treated like infants and it's time to start treating them like grown-ups again. My analysis of this is just the reverse. I think there's been a mighty dumbing up of management and management thought in recent years. The simple and the impressionistic is made into the complex and the scientific. It's resulted in the most elaborate, time-wasting nonsense. And to the extent to which employees are being treated like children, I can't see anything wrong with that. In my experience, children have very little patience with doing anything at all unless they can see a clear purpose to it. This is Lucy Calloway for the BBC's World Business Report.